You are listening to the Conversational Selling Podcast with Nancy Calabrese.
Hi, everyone. It's Nancy Calabrese, and it's time again for Conversational Selling, the podcast where sales leaders and business experts share what is going on in sales and marketing today. And it always starts with the human conversation. Today, we're speaking with Fabienne Jacquet, the founder and CEO of Innovive, a consultancy in innovation whose mission is to transform innovation by embracing feminine energy. She describes herself as a disruptive innovator, passionate about helping the world become a more joyful place with meaningful and sustainable solutions, starting with the workplace. Her book, Venus Genius, is about celebrating the duality of the feminine and the masculine in all human beings and dares us to activate both energies to create innovation that brings true value to our world. Welcome to the show, Fabienne. This is going to be a great conversation.
Thank you, Nancy. I'm so happy to be with you today.
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, I've got to start with, how do you go from being a PhD in organic chemistry to what you do now, marketing?
Well, this is a very interesting question, and I think it boils down to what innovation is about, which is curiosity and exploration. Okay. So I was good at school, and at that time, we didn't have, you know, really the choice, and it was, okay, you're good, you're in science, you're in math, and so on, and no regrets. It was great. I enjoyed it, but I was always curious. I loved, you know, the customer side. I love the people side. And, you know, in my beakers, I didn't really, besides the molecules, encounter a lot of problems there. So I was very curious. I said, well, the products I design in the lab, how do they affect the consumer's mind? How is it that consumers want to buy it? So I wanted to move to marketing, but I was in France. And in France, you know, you have labels. So they said, no, you're a PhD in chemistry, you're a doctor, you stay here. Then I had the opportunity to move to the US in the early 90s. And when I asked the same question, it was like, well, if you want to do that, you start from scratch. So I had a comfortable job in technology, as you can imagine. And suddenly I am in marketing, starting from scratch as assistant product manager, which was a huge challenge. And it was tough. I must say the first year was extremely tough. However, I never regretted because I had my vision, my objective, which was to understand the innovation process from the get-go when we designed things in the lab to how is it when consumers buy it on shelf and use it at home.
So, Fabienne, you were saying we were talking about organic chemistry and your motivation to go into the marketing world. It was hard as a product manager, but you stuck with it.
Absolutely, because one of the lessons of innovation, besides being curious, is to be persistent. Innovation, you know, is this buzzword, Nancy, and everybody thinks that innovation is reserved to the elite, and you need a lot of money and resources to innovate. Nope. We are all innovators. However, we need to be passionate about what we're doing, be curious, and be extremely persistent. Because innovation is not, I always say, is not those crazy guys in a room full of beanbags who are having a lot of fun and so on and next to the coffee machine. No, I'm sorry. It's not that. Innovation, no, but seriously, people have this idea, but innovation is fun, but it's tough. It's very difficult to create something new that brings value. It's extremely difficult. So, but it's rewarding. Now, so we have, we have to demystify that. And that, you can do it, but you have to be motivated and acquire some skills.
Well, what do you mean by feminine energy?
And I want to be very clear. My business and my book are not about women versus men. It's really about the feminine and the masculine we all have in us. So we are on a spectrum. Nobody is 100% 100% masculine or 100% feminine. We all are a unique mix. Our brain, actually, I talked to brain scientists for the book. Our brain is a mosaic of feminine and male patches. So what we say, okay, masculine energy, I did a lot of research on that. I don't like to put labels, but, you know, let's call a cat a cat. You have feminine, you have masculine, like you have day and night. You have some opposites, but the beauty is that, again, we all have those two in us at different degrees. And the secret is to really balance both so that we're centered human beings. And most of the time, girls, physiologically, but more importantly, the upbringing, and the education makes us more feminine, and the men, you know, the boys, more masculine. But in fact, we all have that. And I narrate in the book how masculine I was when I was younger, you know, being brought up between two brothers, being a scientist, riding this big motorcycle and drinking beer with the boys and so on. Yeah. And it was fun, but I missed a lot. And I missed a lot because I needed to reconnect to this feminine part in me that was crying for help, but I was pushing it back. Because it was not appropriate in the corporate world. You had to be tough. You know, you had to be very effective, performance. Mm-hmm. And innovation, yes, is about performance. It's also about discovering new things. It's human, to your point. I love this podcast because it's around the human aspect. Innovation is not about processes only. Of course you need them. However, you need first to make sure you understand what the people you innovate for need, how they feel, not only, you know, the functional things, but emotionals. And the emotions are key in business and in innovation.
Huh. So what are the solutions to a more joyful world?
Well, I think that we all have a unique gift to bring to this world. This is really, well, again, a combination of skills. We have the joy. We were born with a joy, but, you know, a lot of things, the circumstances of life and education and the world tries to bring that down. I remember in the corporate world, I was told, oh, you laugh too much, you smile too much. It doesn't look corporate, doesn't look serious. And it was terrible because, you know, this is me. I'm a joyful person. Don't kill that in me.
Right.
Because with my smile, I did a lot of things. I brought a lot of business because it's my way of dealing with this. And people react to that. When you have a team, if you smile and you're nice, and it works. You don't need to be a a bad person to be respected. On the contrary. And I think we are more and more understanding that leadership needs to have more of these values and these traits and this empathy and understanding and intuition and be kind to people needs. And innovation is no different. Innovation needs that. And this is what I realized after 30 plus years of corporate world, that yes, again, we needed this masculine energy, make things happen, you know, develop performant products and be very organized and centered. Yeah, of course. However, if in the front end of innovation, you know, where you conceive the products, you just are guided by the performance and the functional aspect, you will develop something blah. But if you connect to the emotions of the consumers, if you understand what their life is about, what their dreams are, what their emotions are, and you develop the product or the service based on your own emotions, then it connects.
Right.
Suddenly it connects. And 80% of consumer purchasing decisions are made out of emotions.
You know, I think what I'm hearing is it's so important to be human in the workplace, right?
Absolutely.
And to, just show your human side and your human character. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Absolutely. This is critical that you bring your unique you, because diversity is what makes innovation rich. When you have the same people innovating the same way, with the same words, with the same processes, you get the same garbage in, garbage out, if I may. So if you add diversity. If you have young and old people, if you have women and men, and if you have the diversity of the culture, of the thinking also, of the background. Right. Because, you know, when you don't have a lot of money and resources, you are very creative. And, you know, it's not because you have a lot of resources that you are more creative, on the contrary. So the diversity in all the aspects of the term are key to innovate something meaningful that will resonate with the consumers.
Wow. Is there a story that you think the audience would find interesting?
There are several stories. One of them is quite close to my heart. Okay, it's talking about being human and vulnerable and so on. So my husband is an artist, he's a self-made artist, he's a painter. And so he painted, he had some success. And then, you know, 15 years ago, he had lung cancer and it was like 2 years of hell. It was very difficult. And one day he had enough strength in his hand, in his physical spirit and also in spirit to take the brush back and paint. And usually because it's oil on canvas, it takes him months to finish a painting. But that time, he did it like in a frenzy. And it was like so beautiful. And he called it Him to Life. Okay. So a friend of ours had bought some paintings from Patrick and he wanted to buy another one. So he came home. And as usual, I started to line up the canvases along the living room for him to choose. And I didn't even finish. He pointed to that one. And he said, "This is the one I want." And I say, didn't even share with him it was the new one and that, you know, and the title of it. And I say, "Why did you choose this one?" And he said, "Because I see hope and despair." I was like so flabbergasted. Wow. And the point I want to make here is that, yes, a computer could have created a painting as beautiful aesthetically as what my husband did, but he could never, ever have put on the canvas the emotions that my husband felt having been through cancer and being cured.
Wow. Wow. So you really can convey emotions through several different means, right?
Absolutely.
That's pretty amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because when you create with your emotions, people feel it. And this aha moment came to me when I was in the corporate world and we were trying to create more emotions, more connections with the consumers. And we were at a session and there was a singer here and he sung a song about separation and misunderstanding. And we all had tears in our eyes. And I said, "How is it that it touches us so much?" And he looked at me and said, "You know what? Because I created it for my own emotions. You can feel it." So, and it's not only art, this is everything. If you put your soul, your passion, and your emotions into a product or a service, people will feel it. People will feel it and connect to it.
It's contagious.
Yeah, it is.
It's contagious,
it is absolutely
right?
contagious. Look, why, you know, the startups, a lot of products resonate very well with us is because a startup owner, he sees or she sees a problem and they try to solve it because it touches them. It's from a very functional but also emotional need of theirs. For example, this lady, her mother had a lot of issues with the bank because she didn't understand the financial products and so on. So creating a service, financial service for older ladies and so on, really directed to their needs and emotions and having the care they need. It was fantastic. It was a great idea. And it's emotional. It is also, of course, functional.
Wow. That's really cool. You know, tell me something that's true that almost nobody agrees with you on.
I think I will repeat myself, but I think it's really this notion that you need to have fun and love to create serious business.
Yep. You know, you're bringing a smile to my face. Because I tell you this because what we do is the hardest part of the sales process, right? We love cold calling here. Mm-hmm. And one thing, and you know, my people are on the front line and they live in no land, you know, no is not now. And we actually look forward to getting no's because then we're getting closer to our yes. But I'm bringing this up because it's so important for me to have and make joy and fun for our organization. And we do it through Teams. You know, my people are around the world, but we do it through Teams and we put stupid GIFs on. We celebrate successes. Yeah. I have a gizmo here called Stream Deck. And so every time we meet as a group once a week, I play music and we all have to dance.
But, you know? Yeah, this is fantastic.
Yeah, and it starts the week right. It makes everyone smile and then really want to go and do their best. So I totally agree with your premise and what you do. And, you know, we are going to have to wrap up our discussion, but two things. I want to know where my people can find you, but start with what is the one takeaway you'd like to leave the audience with?
Don't be afraid to be yourself and bring your unique gift to this world. We all have something very beautiful to bring. And even if it's a small part, do it your best. You know, I don't change the world alone, but I am proud that I'm bringing my little contribution. And this is coming from being a scientist, where you are very humble compared to marketers, when you know that you're just a little thing here on this earth, but what you do, like the little ants, you know, all bringing our part and going into the same direction. So just do it.
Well, just do it, like Nike.
Absolutely.
I love it. Yeah. So how can my people find you?
Okay. So my website, www.innovive.com, innovive.com, like innovation and Eve.
Yep.
And also I'm on LinkedIn, Fabienne Jacquet. I'm not really very often on Facebook, but I'm also there under Innovive. And the best way, I think, is really the website. And of course, there is my book, Venus Genius, The Female Prescription for Innovation, that's available on Amazon and so on, and just tells you more about not only innovation, but when I wrote it, I didn't expect to write that much about me. Realizing that the parallel between my business and my journey, my personal journey. So hopefully people will enjoy it.
Wow. You know, you sound so passionate about what you do and really enjoyed speaking with you. I appreciate you coming to the show, Fabienne.
Thank you.
And for all my listeners, you know, take a look at her website, get her book. It makes a lot of sense for all of us in business to really show that human side. And I hope you'll come back.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Yeah, I want you back. Okay.
Of course. So, of course, there is always something brewing in my world. I have a lot of projects, so I can definitely share more. I have exciting things coming up. So.
Oh, good. All right. We're going to book you for next year. And to everyone, have an amazing sales day. And we'll see you next time.
The Conversational Selling Podcast is sponsored by One-of-a-Kind Sales. If you are frustrated that you don't have enough leads or your sales team complains that they just don't have enough time to prospect, we can help. To work with Nancy and her team to help you manage your sales team, install her proven outbound sales process, and create more bottom line results, email her now at nancy@oneofakindsales.com. To learn more about Nancy and her outbound sales secrets, grab your free copy of her book, The Inside Sales Solution, at oneofakindsales.com/book.